Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's primary day in Pennsylvania. President Biden and Donald Trump already have a lock on their party's nominations, but there are still competitive statewide races for Auditor General, Treasurer, and Attorney General. KYW's Tim Jimenez was live earlier this morning from Bucks County.
Yeah, we're at the Warminster Township Library where people are casting their ballots. Earlier, I was in Doylestown and caught up with first-time voter Daisy Cox.
I think it's exciting. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know? And it takes like 5 minutes, so.
Yeah, she was in and out. She did not have to contend with any lines early this morning. Her mom with her, very proud to now be the mother of a voter. So it should be interesting to see what turnout is like today. Of course, a beautiful day here. The top of the ticket races, though, President, Senate, no surprises expected for the Democrats or Republicans. But the key race to watch out for that could be maybe the most dramatic, the Attorney General nomination, 5 on the Democratic side, Jared Solomon, Keir Bradford Gray, Jack Stolzheimer, Joe Kahn, Eugene DePasquale. For Republicans, it's York County D.A. David Sunday, who did get the party's backing. He's going up against federal prosecutor and Delaware County State Rep. Craig Williams. Just from what I've seen in Doylestown, just a couple people here and there so far.
The D.A. has pulled the arrest warrant for Pennsylvania House Representative Kevin Boyle. He was accused of violating a protection abuse order, but they've since learned that the PFA was no longer in effect. This all played out in the week before today's PA primary, and Boyle is running for re-election. KYW's Nina Barotti reports.
District Attorney Larry Krasner said authorities withdrew the arrest warrant after a missing key piece of information was confirmed.
When the warrant was first issued, we had 2 + 2 = 4. Well, it does. Now we have 2 + 2 - 1 = 3. And we didn't know about the minus one. But we do know about it now.
The arrest warrant was issued last week after police said Boyle allegedly violated a Protection from Abuse Order, or PFA. But Krasner said they learned the PFA was not in effect on the dates Boyle was believed to have violated it.
This does not mean, one way or another, that Mr. Boyle committed no crime. That is a matter to be determined later.
In 2021, Boyle was charged with harassment and violation of a PFA order filed by his wife. The charges were later dropped. He agreed to seek treatment for ongoing mental health challenges. Boyle's office has not returned KYW News Radio's request for comment. He faces a primary opponent in a run for an 8th term in office. Nina Barotti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Mastery Charter is bumping up starting teacher salaries to $60,000 in an effort to cope with a national teacher shortage. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The area's largest charter school network is raising starting salaries for teachers from $55,000 to $60,000. The reason is simple, says Mastery Human Resources Chief Serena Amos.
It is really because we know teachers need to be paid more.
And she says raising salaries is one way to stand out amid a teacher shortage.
We are competing with our local school districts, whether it's Camden City or Cherry Hill or Philadelphia.
Starting Philadelphia teachers earn about $52,000. Mastery runs 24 schools in Philadelphia and Camden. Their teachers are non-union. Amos estimates the network will need 190 new teachers for the 24-25 school year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's Office of Homeless Services has overspent its budget by millions of dollars the last few years. But the city's inspector general has concluded that there was no corruption involved. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Mayor Sherelle Parker released the report to city council members and reporters, saying she's committed to rooting out corruption, but when there is none, as the inspector general reports, she wants to make that clear too.
No one deserves to do their jobs under a shadow of doubt about their own individual honesty, their integrity, and or their character.
The Office of Homeless Services overspent its budget by about $15 million over 4 years, starting during the pandemic when its budget was cut, but service demands increased. Inspector General Alex DeSanta says it didn't adjust spending to manage the cuts.
They decided to push through because Under the leadership of Liz Hirsch, saving lives, their mission was too important.
Hirsch has conceded as much. She left the city toward the end of the Kenney administration after serving for 7 years. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.